Two U.S. House committees are due to take up the new Republican health care bill tomorrow to replace the Affordable Care Act. When the bill gets to the Senate, Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski could turn out to be a swing vote. She has said she's willing to break with her party to keep Medicaid expansion and funding for Planned Parenthood. But as APRN Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin found out, Murkowski isn't ready to say yet what she makes of the House bill.
In the basement of the U.S. Capitol, a clot of reporters lay in wait for Senator Murkowski. Everybody wanted to know what she thinks of the health care bill. But Murkowski was in a hurry to get on the underground train to get back to her office. A Washington Post reporter lobbed a question as she boarded.
Do you like this bill?
I like the Senate resolution that we just passed.
It Hooray. Had nothing to do with health care.
That's not the bill.
That was the bill we just passed.
Truth is, Murkowski says she doesn't have a lot of answers yet.
Believe it or not, I haven't had a chance to actually read that bill. I have barely been in my office all day.
From what little she has seen, Murkowski says the bill would block Medicaid reimbursement to Planned Parenthood for a year. But that's not all.
Made it appear that it was not just to Planned Parenthood, but that it was other entities, was the words that were used, other entities that provide for women's health care. Well, what does that mean? I have no idea, but I don't like that. So, yeah, I've got to look very, very critically at all of this.
The bill's changes to Medicaid expansion aren't easy to understand at a glance. After 2020, the bill would freeze enrollment and the government would begin paying states per capita based on how much they spent on the program last year. The New York Times reports Alaska would fare better than most other states. In Anchorage, North Rim Benefits Group President Joshua Weinstein advises employers on healthcare matters. He's learned enough about the bill to form at least one conclusion.
This legislation's much kinder to employers than it is to individuals who are purchasing health insurance on the marketplace or are getting Medicaid.
The bill does away with a lot of documentation for employers. Companies would no longer have to provide insurance if they have more than 50 workers. And Weinstein says it delays the so-called Cadillac tax on expensive plans until 2025.
This tax would have penalized the great majority of Alaskan employers that provide health insurance because the tax is based on the cost of health care, in short. And so that's a relief to see in the legislation.
But Weinstein says for individuals who buy their own insurance, the bill provides tax credits that are not as generous to Alaskans as the subsidies available now for plans on healthcare.gov. Murkowski says she's waiting for feedback from the Alaskans she's been working with on health care, like the state insurance commissioner, providers, and leaders in the Native health care system. Senator Dan Sullivan says he's not ready to discuss the health care bill either. He prides himself on reading bills in their entirety. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.